Welcome to Low Standards and Pours. Sunday, February 28th, about 10 minutes after 7, broadcasting just outside of Detroit City. Bringing our co-host, or maybe our host tonight, I have no idea. El Carpe with the mostest, the hostess.
Sure.
The guy with all the knowledge.
You're making stuff up again.
I am.
All right.
Anyways.
Hey.
Let me go to fade out. How you doing, man?
That was a great fade out.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been practicing.
Awesome. Spectacular again, as usual. Hey, Evan's joined us. You know Evan.
Already? Hey, Evan.
Yeah. Evan's a good friend of the show. Smells nice. Sagittarius has a successful online catapult business.
Is he the guy that worked for NASA?
No.
Nope.
NASA's not part of NASA today.
Hmm. I am partaking in a ice cold frosty Guinness.
No,
I am. Yeah.
You know, Guinness is good for you.
Doesn't it have like chicken fat in it or something, or donkey fat? It's got some kind of weird stuff in it, doesn't it? To give it the creaminess.
No, it's just a lot of burnt beer.
Is it? No, I bought no.
I have no idea what's in it, but it's delicious.
It's awfully tasty.
Yeah.
Stuff. I don't know. Evan, do you drink Guinness? Murphy's? Is there any other ones? Murphy's, Guinness?
Boddington's is a similar type.
Yeah.
It's not as stouty.
Yeah, it's more of a yellowy beer, isn't it?
Yeah. More of a honey type beer? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know if I even had Boddington's.
I had it once and said, oh, that's nice. Whatever.
Yeah, that
happened.
I know. It's like if I had to pick one beer, it would be Guinness. It's the one I enjoy the most, you know. If I had to pick one ale, it'd be Labatt.
All right. Fair enough.
If I had to pick one other Irish that's not really Irish, probably like Killian's or something. You know, I like some of those red kind of whatever.
Yeah, they're a little sweet.
Yeah. But anyways, so I had to do some running around today. I had to go a friend of mine that I work with, her mom was – turning 83, and I was asked to do the drive-by happy birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
So I drove out to Brighton with my mom, and then with the idea of coming back and stopping at my cousin's on the way back, only a mile apart. Mm-hmm. So we did that, hung out, and Ma slammed some beers, and that was about it. Yeah.
Good for Ma.
Yeah, she likes her beer.
Yeah, let her have what she wants.
Yeah, I pretty much do.
I'm pretty much. You know.
I don't argue. Well, I do argue about some stuff, but when she's loaded at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I get a little pissed off. But
that could be a situation. But, yeah. You know.
I said, Mom, just wait till like 6 or 7, will you? 7 or 8. I've cut, you know.
But she goes to bed at 8.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But I go over there and she's like, I'm like, all right, I'll come back another time.
So I'm going to be with my kids.
I know I might be the same way, but I don't have kids. I guess I'd be the same way with your kids, but we're too far apart.
You could borrow
geographically. Yeah, you could borrow mine too.
There's a lot of nothing there.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thanks for the
help. Yeah, be generous.
So what was I going to say? Oh,
I forgot. I'm munching your ear. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We'll beat you up later. No, so I had a here we go. I had pieced together what could be considered, let me if I can get this into a, something I can use. And down here, control V. So as required by the legal team of Jameson Walker Statler and Waldorf, we do have a new legal ease type, what do you call this? What did I call it?
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, yeah.
Yeah, legal disclaimer.
Legal disclaimer about the show. But so that's coming. We'll have that going. But I needed to do something else first. So here, this should be the 1321. Let's see if I can get this. This is required. Actually, I spoke with the legal team, and they sent me this to play for everyone else.
You know, I don't think this show is suitable for children.
I don't think this show is suitable for anybody.
What was that?
Did actually
all in the family or something?
Was that actually audible? Could you hear that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was Statler and a child.
Oh, interesting.
Probably his grandchild explaining the fact that this show is not suitable for anybody.
Oh. It is funny.
I may have some other legal terms coming from that section of the legal team later.
Okay.
We'll see how that works.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Anyway. You know what I did today? I'm going to tell you.
All right. So, I thought you wanted to guess.
No, not even close. Don't even bother. No.
I won't. I wouldn't get it right anyways. I might. You got your hair done? Your hair did?
No, I did shave though. Finally.
Yeah.
But I still have 5 months hair.
You're probably looking like Grizzly Adams.
I was, yeah. Well, Grizzly Adams would have wanted to look as grizzly as me. I went through 2 pairs of scissors just trying to trim it. Anyway. No, I sat there for an hour or so and listened to an online flute performance by one of the professors at U of M who did a couple of things with my daughter. And it was an online live thing. And it was really kind of neat.
Oh, sounds interesting.
It was, he gets yourself some classical music and just.
Like in an auditorium or something? Or was it
from it a was house? Actually, or? It was actually a pre-recorded in an auditorium thing. They did a live up to it. And then it was recorded live as a performance in front of nobody in an auditorium.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Which is sad that actually has to happen that way.
Yeah.
Still, because, you know, certain monkeys didn't know what they were doing last year.
Yeah.
Coming up on a year of this quarantine.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
So I recall around this time last year, we were stumbling around in, where were we?
Was that 2 years ago or last year?
It was last year.
It was last year.
We did it last year. And then it was like the weekend or 2 weekends before. And then it was like the first weekend in March. And
Were you talking about COVID? Or are you talking about, or I'm not COVID, but talking about Podbean, our podcast, or the Hamtramck Music Festival?
The Hamtramck Music Festival.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was 2 years ago the last time we did it, or was it last year.
Well, that's because time flies when you're sitting around doing nothing, picking your nose.
No shit, picking something.
Yeah, so, I mean, last year, this upcoming weekend was the last Hamtramck Music Festival. And, of course, the weekend after that was supposed to be, you know, the whole, what do you call that, St. Patrick's Day festivities, and that just got shut down.
Yeah.
Which was weird because that was going to be, like, the first year I finally took St. Patrick's Day off.
Yeah.
And then
– ever? I mean, in 20 years or 30 years?
Since I got out of college, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never taken St. Patrick's Day off. I'd love to do a pub crawl and be silly and stupid for a day.
God, I remember we used to. Well,
but why is that different from any other Thursday?
Right. Well, it might be the a.m. or p.m., 7 a.m. or 7 p.m.
Right.
But, there's probably, I'd say, at least a half dozen times that we start drinking about 7 o'clock in the morning, but for St. Patrick's Day, taking the day off and stuff, but I just don't last.
When you and I work together,
right? Down at playing Golden Tee for 2 hours on our lunch break,
dude. It's 10:30. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah,
I brought quarters.
One more Guinness, we'll get out of here.
Yeah,
it's like 4 empty pint glasses for.
And it's 1 o'clock. Had a 3.5 hour lunch. That was for some crazy time.
That was fun. We weren't that bad. We were maybe hour and a half, but.
And it was
a couple times we were later than that, but.
Right, but it was only like 2, maybe 3 times a week we'd do it.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I had the sombrero and the checkered pants and. I think I got into that.
Yeah, and then your character would wear some weird clothes too.
Yeah, I tried to get a little obscure there as much as possible. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So that's really all I got going on there. I was going to go into tunes.
You were? Any current events?
I was going to say, well, here's something funny. There's a bunch of folks are getting together this weekend to rally around some tiny-handed loser. But that's not actually the news. The news is going to be next week when hundreds of those people have COVID due to ignoring the mask rules at the event.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's just, you know, me predicting the future because it's real easy to do. You know, if you're going to go be stupid, then I'm going to call you out on stupid. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. It's just, you're stupid is stupid. And that's that happened. That's it.
Yeah. That's all I'm concerned is Lady Gaga's two abducted bulldogs return unharmed to police. Like, why? What's wrong with people? Why are people stealing dogs and getting shot? And like her bodyguard got shot or something like that and stole the two dogs. And somehow the dogs, they found the dogs or something.
The bodyguard's okay, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
He's recovering or whatever. He's going to be fine. But still, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, absurd.
You know, and I just, well, you know, there's enough of us crazy monkeys out there that we're going to do something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I say we, and I mean the collective, all of us. You know, you get a billion people together. If 1% of them are misfiring in the mental capacity, that's a shitload of people.
Right, right. You
know, 1% of a billion is a crap ass load of people.
Yeah, you're not
kidding. Was it like a million?
Yeah, no.
100,000?
No, it'd be like a million. A billion. Yeah, it'd be 1%. Should be a million. Yeah.
Even if it's 100,000, that's 100,000 jackasses out there. And we got 7 billion people on the planet. So even if 1% of us are dysfunctional in some form, and there's way the hell more, me included, who are weird.
Centric.
But, you know, most of us choose not to act on the stupidity and just, you know, have a podcast or something instead. Sorry, did that come too close to home?
No, not at all.
I don't know. There's so many stupid out there. It's just ridiculous.
Man, there's some crazy people.
And you know, sometimes it's just, I was thinking about it the other day. And if I were to be like harassed or something by, all right, any side of the political aisle.
Yeah.
For some view that I have, all I can do is point and laugh back at him and go, well, you're crazy for this.
Yeah.
You know, we've all got a certain amount of crazy. Let's accept the fact that, holy.
Sorry about that.
That was a good one. That was nice. But no, we've all got a certain amount of crazy in us. And if we can just accept the fact that we're all a little crazy and sometimes sneeze too loud into the microphone.
I couldn't hit mute fast enough, and I blew the AirPod right off my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Anybody's listening?
No, we heard that. That was awesome.
Sorry, I apologize.
Don't worry. I was on a roll, and then suddenly I got distracted, and, you know, whatever. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's par for the course. It's par for the show.
Yeah.
So,
apparently so.
Yeah, as required by the where did it go? Here we go. Because I'm done pretending to be political.
Yeah.
Because I don't even care anymore. And really, it's just
shouldn't.
A pointing and laughing. Yeah, go ahead. Be mad about, you know, something. But, you know, you're still going to be an idiot, and I'm still going to be an idiot. And we may or may not ever meet each other again. But why can't you just be good to people? I don't understand.
Well, I always say if everybody did one nice thing for somebody else each day, life would be different.
Or sometimes that one nice thing.
Yeah.
Bite your goddamn tongue and shut the hell up.
Maybe. Yeah.
Not you or me, because, you know,
no.
We have a show to do. But, you know, if you're about to say
award-winning show.
You know, it's the whole if you award-winning.
Yeah, I know I said that wrong.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I need you to say that again twice.
What happens when I go to private school all my life?
Yeah. No, but, you know, I was raised that, you know, if you can't say something nice, you don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, and I don't know if I was raised that way.
Well, and, you know, I was also the youngest and was basically told to shut the hell up whenever I opened my mouth.
I don't know. I'm not believing that so much. I keep hearing that somebody lived a charmed life.
Oh, I did live a charmed life. But it was still, you know, whatever you have to say isn't all that important. Because you're the youngest, you're the baby, you haven't done anything yet.
Right, right.
And here, you know, I'm 21 years old. You're still the baby, you're the youngest, you haven't done anything yet. And then, you know, 50 years later, I'm the guy who's got all sorts of apparent knowledge because I found all these people who are younger than me that I'm related to.
Not quite 50 years later. So like maybe 32 years later.
Sure, I'll buy that for a dollar.
31 years later?
Yes, dear. Do the math, whatever. I don't care. I'm as old as I think you are.
Yeah, you put you in the 70s.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, assuming you're 21. Never mind. But go ahead.
As required by the legal team of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, the views and opinions expressed are solely those of the participants of what they think is a show. Anything resembling a coherent thought is purely coincidental, accidental, and shouldn't have happened in the first place. All shows are poorly researched and based on the misinformed opinions of the hosts. Any concepts presented that resemble actual facts are purely coincidental. Under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered as rational thoughts. The end. So, that's the disclaimer. We also... Did I lose you?
No, I had to clear my throat, so I found the mic, the mute button.
Nice! Good for you!
So I'll try.
So
if I have
impressed.
To,
what a good
if
boy.
If I have to sneeze again, I'll see about hitting that little mute button there.
Good boy for you.
Yeah. I almost knocked over my beer.
So that's
the disclaimer.
Disclaimer. And the other part of this is we end up playing music. But there's that Freedom of Usage Act thing for the internet. And I know there's some other term for it or whatever, but because we're...
That's right. If they come after us, they're coming after me because my name's all over this thing.
They can't come after you because what we're doing...
Yeah, I'm going to change it to your name.
What we're doing is actually considered legal. And yes, we're taking copyrighted material, but we're talking about it, listening to snippets of it, not the full thing unedited or untalked about.
Yeah.
And basically what we're doing is our show is based on promoting old bands, and you know, if one of you goes out there and buys something, that's even better,
right?
So
yeah,
Big Life 6135 has joined us. You know about Big Life 6135, right? Absolutely. You have to know. I'll tell you all about Big Life.
Is he the guy that worked for NASA?
No, he's a good friend of the show. Smells nice. Sagittarius, one leg is longer than the other. Perfect. Just our kind of people.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up, Big Life 6135. I got one of those for every one of y'all.
Do you remember all your albums you've critiqued so far?
I've actually grabbed a CD and brought it up and put it in a different pile.
I don't know if that answers my question.
Yes, I know what I've done. I've got a pile of CDs, so I'm not duplicating. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I might be doubling up tonight on one. I don't remember. But
it doesn't matter.
Okay. They kind of go together.
If you wrote it down somewhere, I'm sure you'd lose that too. So nobody's going to go through our catalog and actually listen to us for an hour each time.
You had to say that?
Why would they?
No.
I mean, I've met us. I've listened to us.
No, I know.
I understand completely. But, you know, if you did, like, that would be awesome. And we'd appreciate
that guy's reviewed that album like 4 times in the last 2 months.
Yeah. No. You're listening to the same show is what you're doing.
Right.
But we've not been repeating so far. You know, season 2 has been pretty original stuff. And I don't even know what season 2 is like, what? Episode 62 from
I'm kind of losing count somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. You know, and whatever. We started season 2 somewhere around 61.
It's kind of par for the course, though.
Yeah, well, if we cared enough to get those details right, we would have got those details right.
Right.
You know.
You know what? One day when I put you in front of this program, I'll show you why I keep screwing up the numbers. it's a goofy program. It's kind of clunky.
I don't even care why.
Yeah. Well, you might have to take over one of these days. You know, why? You might be the
you plan on dying.
No, but you might be you might be technology boy.
That'll be interesting. I mean,
yeah.
That'll be the
I apparently can't get the songs right. So.
Well, no, yeah, that's true. So, let's see. Did you start?
Yeah, I'll start this time. And this one's going to be no surprise to you. Okay. I talk about him often, and I could tell you already know who he is. He's a kind of a folk singer, bluesy.
Right. He's your guy.
He's my guy. A lot of people don't like him. I think a lot of people don't appreciate him. Extremely.
I think you gotta be in the mood. You gotta be in the mood for him.
Yeah, and he's got music all over the place, and I listen to just kind of bits and pieces of him. I don't listen to everything.
And I can't even think of his name right now.
Yeah, but you will. But the 30-some albums I think he's got, I don't know.
Holy crap.
They all kind of reflect on parts of his life. And he lived in a hotel room, I think, for 10 years, I think it was. Or for a long time. Maybe not 10 years. A long time, though. But he just kind of, he writes the music the way he wants to. He plays the music the way he wants to. He's extremely intelligent. He's been on Letterman like, I don't even know, like 10 times. A lot of people don't know him. Some people kind of classify him as a musician's musician.
In other words, I love it.
Close, but no.
I know it's not him. I just can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about him a number of times, but yeah, you're right. He's very creative, very specific style type person,
right?
With his music, and it's you really got to be in the mood.
Exactly, and if you listen to it's all kind of album based. So if you go to this album, Bone Machine, and type in Jesus Gonna Be Here. And I love this song only because it kind of goes back to that Southern kind of gospel church kind of singing. It's got like the blues kind of overtones. It's one song on this album that I love. And all the other songs are just as good. But they're all kind of individual type songs.
That is definitely bluesy. You hear that in the background?
Yeah. So once he kind of gets going, it's got that kind of Sunday church kind of.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I'm saying? I can see, you know.
A white guy or a black guy? I forgot.
He's white.
He's got some grew up in soul for a scrawny white guy.
Yeah, grew up in California. Here. Yeah.
That guitar is good too.
Yeah.
He's got a band that backs him up.
Yeah, he's got a what I think is a bass player that follows him around quite a bit.
Okay.
His son, I think, currently plays the drums for him. And then he's got a guitarist and Judah, a very well known guitarist, and I can't remember his name now. It's Judas something, but he's very well known as a kind of a blues guitarist.
Okay.
But Jesus Gonna Be Here is one kind of one of the songs on there. If you go to if you go to I Don't Want to Grow Up.
Is it also on Bone Machine?
It should be on Bone Machine.
I like this.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of like Moby, if it were more rock.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got the Moby, that double album Play.
Right, right.
Had some serious bluesy stuff going on.
Yeah, I saw him in concert.
This is more raw. Tom Waits is way more raw than Moby.
Yeah,
more polished.
Tom Waits is known, like his some of his instruments are like hubcaps and, you know, wood boxes and, you know, whips and sticks. And what you just have to listen to his music and it all kind of you just, you know, you'll kind of pick up on it as you listen to different songs.
I don't want
to
grow up. What is this? What is the one?
Now, I Don't Want to Grow Up is what he wrote, but the Ramones picked it up too. You remember the song by the Ramones, I Don't Want to Grow Up?
Yeah. But he did this first, and the Ramones did their own version of it?
Right.
Interesting.
And then the Eagles covered, he's got a song called Old 55. Eagles covered that. He's been covered quite a bit. Not a lot, but I mean, he's written some songs for some artists.
He's very like eclectic.
Yeah. Now, if you go back to like this was out in 93, I think, or 92. If you go back 10 years before this, his music's completely different. If you go, his more recent stuff is a little bit more political, a little bit more like Bone Machine. So he kind of.
Yeah, I could see the Ramones doing this.
Yeah, it's a lot faster the way the Ramones play it.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's just a great guy to kind of pick through his albums and. You know, a lot of it you might not like, and a lot of it you're like, man, that's a cool song, you know?
It's like there's a gem in every something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I'm listening to this, I'm like, I can pick out, obviously his vocals have a certain clarity to it that's specifically him. I can pick out the guitar, I can pick out the bass, the percussion isn't overpowering.
Yeah, Judah Bauer is the name of the guitarist that was with him for a while, I think.
All right, but no, I'm just the quality of the music, at least with this one, is something I can pick out and go, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah,
I could see why you dig this.
Yeah, and like I said, you got to be in the right mood. You know, you might be sitting in the garage, you know, maybe having a cigarette and a beer, and you just kind of want to listen to something to kind of, you know, that you just haven't heard before, but you wouldn't listen to it all day long, you know?
Yeah, and you wouldn't, like, play this in the background at a party.
Right.
This is the kind of thing you'd sit and listen to and just, yeah. What you'd listen to just before, no, I won't say.
So, you know, I'm gonna tag my other one because they kind of go together. In an odd way, and then you can do yours. The other one I have is...
Let me try and guess. Give me some hints.
Yeah, let me see. Born in Michigan. Born in Muskegon, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Went to U of M, Michigan, or went to University of Michigan.
Pen editor?
Considered the godfather of punk.
Oh, Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back when we were talking about the Velvet Underground, we said that the Velvet Underground was kind of before their time. Well, go to I Want to Be Your Dog.
Oh, yeah.
By the Stooges.
Oh, the Stooges. Yeah. No, because I want to pull this one up too, because this is something that I'm going to play this in the background while from Trainspotting.
Yeah.
This is the one that made him, like, oodles of money.
Right, you right.
Know, got him popular with
Put him back on the map.
Right. But you're talking about the Stooges.
Yeah.
If I could type today. Stooges. Which one am I looking for? I Want to Be Your Dog. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely the godfather of punk.
Yeah.
And the Stooges were phenomenal. Late 60s.
Yep. So we go back to talking about the Velvet Underground, saying, wow, they were really ahead of their time. Yeah. Now you go and listen to this song, which came out in 1969.
Right.
Like, this is before Sabbath, I think, wasn't it? Or this is like Zeppelin, Sabbath. I think Sabbath was...
Yeah, it's all around the same time.
It's got that old Velvet Underground kind of
It does.
Jingle really to it, doesn't it?
And then 10 years later, you get Bela Lugosi's Dead.
Yeah. Was that when it was 10 years after? Was 79?
79, yeah.
80?
80, maybe.
Was that a hint?
No.
Oh,
not even. I'm saving those up for later.
I got
there's,
you.
There's a number of bands that I'm saving for later.
All right. No,
this is like, you can taste the punk in it, but it's still got that rock and roll to it. But it's like, this is just not, this isn't the same rock and roll.
Right, right.
The topics they started picking up on were off the wall.
Yeah, like they were this. Crazy.
And on top of it, with the topic being goofy, but the rhythms and the extra silly instruments, you know, you got the, I can't.
We have like the tambourine with a lot of, some guitars, a lot of distortion.
Yeah, but there's that,
and then,
the way the keyboard is, the piano, is, it's like the, off.
Ding,
like, just off a little bit.
Right, right. Like purposely off, almost. Yeah.
And that's part of the punk movement was, screw you, we're not paying any attention to your music rules.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to do it the way we want to do it. And holy crap, a lot of good stuff came out of it.
Now,
a lot of crap came out of it, too.
Yeah. Now the,
but you
the
had to go through your Sex Pistols in order to get to the old stuff.
There was a time where I was like into the whole Stooges, and then I picked up on the Sex Pistols, and that's kind of how I got into Husker Du and the Pixies and the Replacements, and it was all kind of, you know, it was that kind of darker kind of, but it was all disco back then too. You know, you're just kind of tired of hearing that disco.
It's the same beat, and you want to just give me something else. And that's the other part.
Like, that, like digs real hard, you know?
Punk was sort of that.
You know? Like, give me a reason to wear a leather jacket, you know?
Well, yeah.
I don't want to wear a satin jacket anymore. You know? Don't tell me you still have yours.
Throw a dead cow around me, will you?
Yeah.
Oh,
but you know what's funny, though, is I grew up wedding. I take that back. My parents got a pool when I was about 20 or 21, I think.
Right. So that was I Want to Be Your Dog, and then it goes right to Lust for Life.
Yeah.
Which is same guy singing.
Yeah.
But just completely different rhythms. And this is
25
years later.
Yeah, and really.
Easily.
If it wasn't for Bowie, probably Iggy Pop wouldn't be who he was or who he is. Bowie had a big influence on Bowie wrote a lot of his songs.
Did he?
Yeah, so he had a big influence on
those guys were buddies?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
But the reason why I picked Tom Waits and Iggy Pop is there's a movie out there called Coffee and Cigarettes. Or is it Cigarettes and Coffee? Oops.
Sounds delicious.
That's my I gotta find it now because wasn't filmography.
So there's a movie that Iggy Pop did some music for?
It is classic. And I have not seen it's Coffee and Cigarettes. And there is a classic scene with Tom Waits and Iggy Pop. And Iggy Pop, it's in a like an old diner, and they're sitting next to a jukebox. And,
so it's about the guys.
You know, I haven't seen the whole, I can't remember what the whole movie's about, but those two guys are in the movie.
Okay.
And Tom Waits plays himself, and Iggy Pop is like some guy that loves, he's like whatever, loves Tom Waits, and he sits down and starts talking to Tom. But it's like the dialogue back and forth is hilarious. You'd have to see it, but you could pick it up on like YouTube or something like that. If you just type in Coffee and Cigarettes, it'll come up.
So you're going to make me look it up is what you're saying.
No, well, it's probably like a 10-15 minute dialogue back and forth.
I have seen that.
Yeah, they're sitting at an old diner and
Tom Waits and Iggy Pop. Yeah, it's not it's not like a movie. It's just like a short.
I think it's
a short. Yeah. Somewhere in California. Something like
it is classic though. It's like that guy that, you know, sees his like favorite guy, his favorite musician. He wants to get to know him and hang out with him, and he wants to be really cool, and he wants him to, you know, Tom Waits to think he's really cool, and Tom Waits just he keeps blowing him off, and then all of a sudden Iggy Pop gets gets kind of pissed about it and gives up on Tom Waits. And then Tom Waits is like, hey, wait a second. Yeah, you have to see it. It's funny.
I think I have seen some of it before. But yeah. Now I'm scrolling through here, and there's one with it looks like Saturday Night Live did a version of it, and there's Stephen Wright with some other comedian doing something very similar. But I'm sure it's all really great and fun, and I'll watch that later.
Yeah, it's good.
So, but that was Well, let me see here, because that brings me to this.
What do you got?
Well, what I got is this.
Well, that was different. I should say so. So many of these songs are long and boring.
Yes, they finally managed one short and boring. Yeah.
Does that mean they're getting better or worse?
That was Statler and Waldorf of the legal team of Jameson Walker, Statler and Waldorf, giving us a little tidbit and whatever. It should have been funnier than it was.
No, it was funny. It was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I muted myself so I could laugh.
Schnickle, snickle, schnickle.
So
let me see what I have here. All right. That wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
That was not it at all. So I am going to start middle 80s band. A little darker. Very unique vocal. The lead singer is very unique. And I should have done some more research and figured it out. They did about three or four albums from like 83 to 87. And another one in 89. Just really good, sort of dark, but droning, and sort of a Joy Division meets Love and Rockets with a little bit of Doors, sort of an Echo and the Bunnymen sort of feel to them. Three words in the name. But I'm going to give you this.
Stone Roses.
Is that three words?
Depends if you want to include the Sisters of Mercy.
Close, but not really. And Sisters of Mercy was one of those bands that I found after I found this one. Because I'm like, wow, I love this sound. I love this. And it's dark. But that's what's playing in the background. This is the one that made them popular in the late 80s.
Oh yeah, that was
We used to listen to
Gene Loves Jezebel.
Exactly.
Yes. I did like them.
The album I want to talk about is Immigrant. Which is like their second album, more or less, 1985. And this one is Always a Flame.
Yeah.
And if you listen, you really hear the bass going.
My buddy Jason. Okay, there was a band. They used to tour around here in Detroit.
Okay.
Let me see where I'm going with this. Let me see if I got the story straight. Yeah, so I think I've got the story straight. So it was a band called the Twists and Tarantulas. They used to tour here around Detroit.
Oh, right. Because of the song.
God, Tarantula Pop. I got to make sure I'm getting this right. So I think my buddy Jason, his buddy was a drummer for Twists and Tarantulas. Okay. Well, he quit the band to go play with Gene Loves Jezebel.
Oh,
and this was after the heyday. This was like, you know, the second time around we're going back out to make money or whatever.
Right. Because we're all
broke.
make house payments. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if he still does or not, but he did back in the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I
could be wrong if anybody knows.
Gene Loves Jezebel had this album's from 85. They had one before it in 83 called Promise that was really good. And one in 86 after this called Desire. And that's where called Discover. And that's where that first song, Desire, comes from. Was that?
Yeah, that was a good song. Yeah, I like that band.
That was 86. But
yeah.
I fell in love with them in 83 with one of the songs off their first album, that Tarantula Pop or Pop Tarantula. But then this second album comes out with Always a Flame, Shame, Steven, Bruises, Cow, Worth Waiting. Oh, here we go. We'll fade this out. And we'll go to this one here. This was the one that they started playing on the radio that just, I was like, I got to buy this right now. This is something I got to own. So, and this is called Worth Waiting For on the Immigrant album.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. It just, I just stink and dig it.
I have not heard it, but you know, I'm
not. The vocals are great. I mean, it tells a story. But listen to the bass. That bass line goes up and down.
Yeah, I can hear it going boom, 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 boom,
and
boom.
It's like a driving bass that moves.
Right.
And that's what you want from a good bass line, is to keep the song moving forward. But this one, it not only moves it forward, but it makes it interesting.
Sure.
It's like, well, what's happening here? It's going forward, but it's kind of back and forth, you know, two steps forward, three steps back, just with the bass line.
Right.
You know, and you can hear that, you can pick out the rest of the music with it, the guitar and the percussion. It's all good. But I love that bass line.
Yeah, I like that sound. Like that sound.
So that's one of them there. And then, what's there? Oh, this is the other one that's kind of famous. I'm going to fade this one out.
What's up, Fred Thomas?
Is Fred Thomas with us?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is he the guy from Nassau?
No. But you do know Fred Thomas.
No, not
Fred Thomas. Yet. Oh, man. He's a good friend of the show. Smells nice. Sagittarius. Allergic to three different types of toast. But, you know, it's Fred Thomas. He's good. We love him.
Allergic to three types of toast? Hey. That would suck. At least hopefully it's not rye. Rye's my favorite.
Yeah, but, you know, just don't make the toast. So right. This song is Cow. And just the vocals in this is just phenomenal. The way he rolls up and down.
Yeah.
And there's just this haunting something about this. And I really love these. I've got like five of their albums. I love myself some Gene Loves Jezebel.
I'll have to look at, you know, that one day that we downloaded like 32,000 songs.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember we did that back in the day? I'll have to pull that up and see what I've got. I probably have something from your old files.
I'm sure you do. And I need to find the hard drive that that's all on.
Yeah, I still have it. So if you ever wanted to pick through it.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to do that again one day. So, all right. So that is Gene Loves Jezebel. I'm going to play this one.
Is Fred Thomas going somewhere with this Eggs and Bacon thing?
I don't know. This is Shame from that same album. And this is another good one. There's 10 songs on the album. Yeah. 8 of them are awesome.
Really?
Yeah. You don't find that in an album. But in the other two that are not necessarily awesome are just
good.
Okay. Yeah, they're right. Just decent. It's just so worth it. So I gave Fred Thomas a hard time because of the allergic to three types of toast, and therefore we're going right into breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't you?
Not everybody likes bacon. I don't know. I like bacon.
I mean,
I don't like bacon in a lot of mass quantity.
Seriously,
though.
Think about it. Why do you think the success of Kevin Bacon? Because everybody loves bacon. Right?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, fade this out, too. There we go. See, I've learned
that was good fade. Yeah.
You like that?
You're picking up on my good habits.
Yeah. So.
Something funny is gonna happen on this show.
Did something funny happen?
Yeah.
You never know it.
And that's
that's pretty good.
That's from the legal team of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf.
I just had somebody thanking me.
Honest.
Yeah, I just had
someone
somebody thanking me for the drive-by birthday.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it was nice. Then she gave us some carrot cake, which was really good.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Yeah, it's a little sliver, which is nice.
Nice.
So Gene Loves Jezebel. Who do you got for your second? Fred likes carrot cake.
So Gene Loves Jezebel I really got hooked on in, like I said, just at the end of high school. By the time
it was like, wasn't it late '80s, early '90s that Gene Love's Trouble got pretty popular? They weren't like middle '80s, were they? No.
Yeah. 86. 86, 87, they got really popular, but it was from albums that were 2 or 3 years old.
Oh.
Like I said, the one that I really liked was from 83. The one I was talking about here was from 85. And then they had Desire, which was the song that you know that I played at the very beginning. Desire was from an album from 86. So they pumped out, you know, 3 albums in 5 years, 4 years.
Gotcha.
And then 89, they brought out another album, which was very good as well. Not as good as the other ones because it wasn't as edgy.
Right, but, right.
You know, by that point, they had made a name for themselves in the late 80s. And, you know, by the time I got off to college in 86, I was digging on them.
Interesting.
And it was just good stuff. So in 1991.
Is this your second one?
This is my second one.
All right. Do I have time to go pour myself a Guinai?
Why don't you go grab yourself one of the Guinai?
I'm gonna put you on speakerphone, I think. Hold on.
Yeah, this is a second here because
Can you hear me okay? You can hear me, right?
Am I gonna get an echo?
I don't think so, but can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Is there an echo?
No, not really.
Cool. I'm gonna leave you on this way then. Go ahead.
You're just way louder that way.
Am I louder this way?
Yeah, like obnoxiously louder. But that's okay. For the moment while you're going to grab yourself a beverage of twos or whatever.
All right, hold on.
So actually it was wrong. It wasn't 1991. It was 1990. For the World Figure Skating Championships. I believe it was 1990. We're in Halifax, Nova Scotia, right? So that means nothing to you until I tell you that I went there.
Yeah.
My dad used to follow figure skating and he knew everybody in the business. He was actually on the 30 by 30. When Nancy Kerrigan got clubbed, my dad was on television. He was there for that whole thing. And when I was, that wasn't loud or anything.
No, could you hear that?
Oh yeah, easily. Yeah. It sounded like you shot somebody. I just know what it is because I've heard that sound so many times.
So many times.
Yeah. And while you've got that going in the background, I've got the dog going in the background. So, you know, welcome to our show. It is just is what it is. What is what it is. Actually, with all these vocal distractions, we'll have to do this.
That was wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
That was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
So, that said, about all our distractions, it's just too much fun. I was going to tell you about this OUDV. How do you think they say that? ODV?
ODV?
Or is that, that's got to mean something.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
OUDV.
You do
OUDV. I don't know, but I like OUDV. You've heard about OUDV. Good friend of the show. Yeah. Smells nice. Sagittarius has read more than 6 books this year, which is great. Thanks for showing up, OUDV.
It's probably more than most Americans.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why smart people would listen to us, but hey, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm not arguing. So in 1990, 91, whenever it was, when I went to the World Figure Skating Championships in Halifax with my daddy, I was still
a young punk. Got something to do with music?
It does. I was a young punk, and I was crazy, and we were there for the whole week for everything. He had tickets for, you know, compulsories and practices and all this different stuff to see all the stuff. Because when, you know, we as consumers of entertainment see the figure skating championships, you see the semifinals and finals, but there's been a week and a half prior to that of all sorts of activity happening before that Saturday and Sunday. So we spent the entire week prior watching all that stuff happen, which was great. But like by Thursday, I was like, you know, Dad, I got to go to a bar. So I get up and I'm just like, I know enough about where we're staying and where we've been walking back and forth to the amphitheater. And there's like a couple of different places we passed as we were talking and walking. I says, I'm going to go to that one place we passed. It looks like it's going to do. They had the thing that was going on, whatever. I go there and I make friends immediately because you've met me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not shy and I'm good at, you know, being happy with people. So I make these great friends and they're talking about this music and that music. And then we're like three bars into it. And I see this band and they start playing stuff like this, which I'm like, this is just great afternoon, evening, awesome, having a beer, talking to your friends' music.
Yeah.
Plus, I love me some female singers, right?
Right.
And this is a Canadian band called Crash Vegas.
Interesting.
And this is from an album called Red Earth from 1989, and it is delicious. Great vocals.
I like it already.
Just... Her tone is so delicious.
It does have that old kind of Canadian type sound.
But it's got that acoustical sort of, but not really acoustic. There's some interesting extra little instruments in there. Just some fun stuff. And like I said, with every other band that I've ever talked about, I just enjoy being able to pick out all the instruments, be able to listen to what's going on. Well, so that song is called Inside Out by Crash Vegas. And also on that album is this one.
What's up, Sarmenti?
This is Down to the Wire. Also Crash Vegas from Red Earth, which is a great, great album. I have since bought another one of their albums, which is okay. But it's just not as good as this one. And I think part of it is because of how I fell in love with it. Because I was with new friends, and it was just interesting. Sarmenti's here. You know Sarmenti. Good friend of the show. Smells nice. Sagittarius. Music enthusiast. We love ourselves some Sarmenti. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for the introduction.
I actually saved that one for him. Yo. That's right. I did save that one. Music enthusiast. Because isn't Sarmenti the one that throws us the
Norwegian
Celtic Nordic music?
I think so.
I think so too, and I think that's awesome. And one of these days, I'm going to research some more of that stuff.
Yeah,
the stuff maybe, that we went through before.
Maybe
was great.
Maybe Sarmenti could be a guest host.
That would be fun.
What do you think, Sarmenti? You want to be a guest host for your Norwegian electronic?
We'll throw it your way. Hey, you know,
yeah.
We're just talking music.
We'll give you the floor.
Give us, not tonight, but give us an opportunity and we'll let you do it. It'll be silly and fun. So this is, like I said, this is Down to the Wire, Crash Vegas from the album Red Earth.
I like it.
Like
I'm
I said,
it.
It's just, it's simple and easy to listen to. And so that's, I'll fade that out and put this one back in. This one's, It's Not Funny Anymore. It's all the same album. There's like 14 songs on this album, and they're all this nice, easy to listen to. Great vocals.
Yeah.
Tells a story. And her voice is just be listened. And what you're not getting through the crappy speakers is the harmonies?
Yeah.
Harmonies? Harmonics. The harmonies with her voice, because she's got this really high backing vocal that I think she, you know, they double dub or whatever they do.
It goes well together, though.
And she puts in this really high pitch on this one, and it's just so good. And I'm just like, listen to this going. The production value is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And there's just great.
Kind of reminds me of little. So just a little bit like I keep listening to it, and it reminds me a little bit of 10,000 Maniacs.
It does have that feel. And it's around the same time 10,000 Maniacs were getting big.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so this type of band is not unique.
Right, right.
At that time, but it's
no, just, they're good at what they do for sure.
It's just delicious.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of that one. So that's, I mean, that's where I'm going with it, man.
And yeah, no, it's good. I like it.
Hi, puppy. We could get some barking going on here in a minute, but
yeah,
hopefully not.
Keep that dog quiet. He barks all the time. Or leave a door open, maybe.
Well, they don't let me have anvils in the house anymore. No. So, you know, I was all over Gene Loves Jezebel today. And, of course, this Crash Vegas. And
yeah.
Talk about, you know, a dichotomy. You got your dark middle 80s and then your happy, folky late 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just so much good music out there. And that's the reason we're doing the show, is so we can share a lot of the ghoul music that we loved. And just, yeah, maybe somebody will go back and buy some of this stuff and support these bands. You know, I'm sure they got house payments too.
Yeah, I was going to say, or we wouldn't recommend anybody that isn't worthwhile.
Right.
You right, know, just Trolley Pump. Driscoll Pump.
Driscoll Pump's here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You want to know why? Well, let me fade this out first, because I got to tell Driscoll Pump about himself here. Oh, that was interesting. You like that fade out? That was great.
Yeah, no, we're working on it.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently I've run out of them. But Driscoll Pump, good friend of the show, smells nice, Sagittarius, has a successful online catapult business. Gotta love him.
Are they all Sagittarius? Can't one be like a Leo or something? Or?
No, today they are.
Maybe a Capricorn?
No, next week. and next week there will be no zodiac signs allowed.
Yeah,
let's make some other shit up.
No, it's good. It just makes me laugh.
Scully Pumps here. That's awesome. Thanks for stopping by. So that was pretty much how that worked.
Yeah. What else you got for this evening? Anything?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very
good. I wasn't rude last week, was I? Wednesday?
It was
when
pretty
I,
terrible. It was bad. It was awful. It was
hung up.
Hey, boo!
Boo! Boo! Sorry.
No, it's all right.
I had to boo you. Because, you know, if I didn't.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
That was enough of that.
Let's see.
So, if I told you this, you'd just laugh at me. It is funny that I've started doing this.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it. Oh, you, you like that?
No, I just wanted to see what you do if I said I did.
It kind of sounds like us.
Yeah, that's exactly why I picked these out. So, the legal team of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf have said on many different occasions that, you know, we're crazy and idiotic. And I wanted to make sure that at least we could get half the legal team to completely vocalize exactly how they feel about us. And that was why I was playing some of their quotes that they gave me this afternoon. So.
I'm looking through the news and I don't find anything all that interesting.
There's nothing that interesting.
No, there's not. I'm not even sure.
I could care less.
Yeah.
Some crazy monkey's going to do something stupid, and we're all going to laugh later, or cry. And
yeah.
That's just
kind of. You know, there are mute buttons for those three belches you just did right in a row.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to. You're welcome. Those are actually hiccups. Tell you the truth.
I said them like belches to me, but that's all right. Call them what you want.
I will.
Call them what you want.
So it's just not funny anymore.
What is today? So it's Sunday? So we got store for Wednesday. Anything good?
Always. We're gonna talk about some music. We're going to make some stuff up. We're going to try and be funny. No one's going to laugh at us. It'll be great. This is also Crash Vegas in the background. Well, apparently I'm done. I know my cues, man.
I was trying to get this other. For some reason, I can't get a boom boom play from oh my God, Lee Hooker.
Johnny Lee Hooker?
Yeah. I'm like, am I saying that right? I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting so old. I've got Johnny Lee Hooker downloaded, and it's boom boom. And for some reason, it won't play. But so I'm just going to play the Cramps there.
Well, but what if I did this?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm gonna shoot you right down. I'm gonna shoot you right down. On your feet.
Get home with me. Another Detroit native, at least. Well, he wasn't born in Detroit, but he moved
it. We'll take him. He's worth it.
That was a persona.
Yeah.
You know,
see,
he's a rough old kind of tough dude.
Yeah, he would have been on my list.
Gonna
a little
shoot
while
you
down
now.
The road. What's that?
Just singing the song. That's all.
Yeah. No. But you know, I think part of what I'm trying to avoid doing is going into talking about the classic most awesomeness guys.
You know? Yeah, like there's no reason to like talk about U2 Joshua Tree. You know,
well, and there's no reason to talk about.
We all know those.
The Rolling Stones or the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know they're good.
There's no reason to talk about Elvis or who's the one that I can picture him in my head and I can't freaking place him. Like The Boss. You know, all these different, you know, guys that have totally done it. But, you know, it's these little ones, these off the wall, like, oh, this little gems out in the middle of nowhere that people have forgotten about. Hindu love gods. You're not going to talk about A Flock of Seagulls because nobody wants to. We know they're one-hit wonders.
Right.
But there's like seven other bands behind them that need to be talked about.
I was like going to talk about Elda Nova next week, but.
Oh, you could. I'd like some Elda Nova.
Yeah, I think he had two songs.
Who was the other band that I liked around that time was Shooting Star.
Shooting Star?
Yeah.
What about April Wine?
I remember April Wine.
Remember April Wine?
Oh, we're going to have to come up with some crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, we might have to go, yeah, we might have to like kind of categorize what we're going to talk about.
Well, no, you know, we're going to have to go off the wall on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was uncalled for. Oh, so Sean has joined us. I've come to see, which is great because you know about Sean. Sean is a good friend of the show, smells nice, Sagittarius, allergic to six different types of toast, which is different than the other guy who's only allergic to three different types of toast. And that's Sean, and we love having Sean out here.
White rye, wheat, sourdough.
Sourdough. Marble.
Marble.
Italian.
Italian, French.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All that. You ever notice how there's no Irish dressing? You got French dressing, Italian dressing, Russian dressing. But there's no Irish dressing. You know why? It's because we're just going to pour Guinness on it.
Yeah. If they could make Guinness into a butter, wouldn't that be nice? Or into a spread? Like a Guinness spread?
Ooh, let's make some phone calls on that.
Yeah.
That could be $1 million business right there.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Guinness is good for you. Why not put it on your toast?
Yeah, when you're eating your shepherd's pie, you know?
Oh,
a little
Guinness
spread out for some on some bread or something.
Don't tease
me. Yeah, I know.
All right, why don't you roll this out?
We want to hang it up.
Yeah, we're a little over an hour ish. Bring us down on that and be done with it.
You want to talk about this uranium clock?
Well, this is 6 and the 7, so uranium clock. band that no longer exists, but a local Detroit band. Just some good guys, knew how to rock and roll. Still have an influence in the Hamtramck area, Detroit area.
And hopefully the Hamtramck Music Festival will be coming up this year, maybe in the summer.
Could be maybe at least
Ferndale, Willow.
It could be a short version of something. We'll see. We never know. This is good stuff.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
As required by the legal team of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, the views and opinions expressed are solely those of the participants of what they think is actually a show. Anything resembling coherent thoughts, purely accidental. All shows are poorly researched and based on the misinformed opinions of the host, that's us. Any concepts presented that resemble actual facts, purely coincidental. Under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered as rational thoughts. Amen. Thanks for stopping by.
Well said.
See us on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Be looking for it.
Eastern Standard
Time. Time to go. My mom is calling.
Yeah, go ahead and hang up on me.
You sure?
No. I mean, you're going to do what you're going to do.